Yo, fam. Hey, before we get into the episode, if you're listening to this on Spotify, be sure to ask questions or leave a comment in the Q&A section in the app. If you're listening on Apple iTunes or anywhere else, you can always tag me at @kpreston_moore on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Holler at your boy. I hope you enjoy. Yo, fam, I've been broken up with. Yeah, you heard me. Have you ever been fired by a mentor or sponsor? Broken up with? Cast aside? I tell you, it doesn't feel very good. It doesn't feel very good when you ask someone for help. It's kind of like asking someone out on a date, and then you have to build relationship to get to know them and go through the kind of awkward stage and see where you align and don't align, etc. And then to break up, man, it's uncomfortable. It's a sense of rejection. And it also depends on how it happens. You know, some things just fizzle out. Some people have a nice mature conversation because you both know it's not working. And sometimes it just comes out of the blue. And that's how this one happened. I was working with a guy. I was really looking forward to it, man. He is very, very well-rounded. Had a lot of experience other than 12-step recovery. And, you know, walks a spiritual path that I was quite interested in. And, yeah, man, I got ghosted. But I know how to follow up. I know how to stick with it. You know, this guy was, you know, often on and off social and didn't use his phone a lot sometimes, and sometimes he did. So I just stuck with it, making phone calls, sending texts. I didn't know if they were going through. And this was like weeks was happening. Found his email, emailed him. And then I got a text basically saying, our views don't align. I don't want to work together. And one thing he was right about is maybe our views didn't align, but I often look at situations and people when our views don't align from a place of what can I learn? What can they teach me? You know, what can I teach them? Because if we're not in relationship, we can't teach either way. But most importantly, what I like to think that I do is to have a conversation, which is like, hey, this isn't working out for these reasons. As opposed to being broken up with by a text message. Doesn't feel good. I guess, you know, look, everybody's human and we all have our reasons for doing anything. But I will tell you, as a grown man with 21 years in recovery and experiences, you know, a lot of various experiences, it never feels good when my interpretation, right, this is my view, is I don't want to work with you because I don't agree with some of your views. And it's interesting. I think the reason I tell you this is to say when I'm encouraging people to step out and to go to peer-led support groups. These are volunteer-led support groups like AA and NA and CA and ACA and, you know, in addition to the counseling and therapy that someone seeks or knows that they, you know, maybe want to venture in, like, it's uncomfortable. It's hard. It's hard building relationship. It's hard having these conversations. It's hard navigating beliefs or principle beliefs or spiritual beliefs or, you know, interpreting what you experience in these support groups or in therapy and counseling that bump against maybe everything you believe to be true or bump up against your insecurity, bump up against, you know, what you think the solution or the answer should be. It's uncomfortable, but quitting is not an option. You know, steadfastness, continuing to go through. I'm not saying put yourself in abusive relationships or situations, but, you know, when you're exploring something like family dysfunction or emotional dysfunction or my relationships or my substance or alcohol use or my codependency or my overwhelming desire to fix, manage, and control, you know, whatever that looks like for you, that it's often difficult. But if we commit over a long period of time, we can work through that and we can learn, and we can learn from other people that have been there. And actually, more importantly, when we get on the other side of it or when we find something that works, we can also reach back and help people through mentorship and sponsorship and service and all these kind of things. So, anyway, that's what's up. It's uncomfortable. It's sad. I'm working on feeling sadness and grief and anger, giving myself permission instead of explaining it away. And it's also causing me to look at something that I probably wouldn't have looked at before, which is righteousness. You know, where do I take on an air of righteousness where I think I'm right and you're wrong? And where's the line? Because I also have this thing that many people maybe identify with is people pleasing. I was talking about it in a group last night, this men's group that I go to, is I quite often will put my beliefs down and your beliefs up. In other words, like, hey, well, what do you like? If you like it, I like it. You know, that kind of a deal. Or, you know, like, kind of like that thing of like, where do you want to go eat? Or I don't know. Where do you want to go eat? Or what are you thinking? You know, I want you to like me so bad, I'm willing to like move on my belief and, in order to make sure that you and I, make sure you like me. That's it. And so it's an interesting, it's just an interesting thing when I think about righteousness is I've spent so long not having an opinion. And now if I put a stake in the ground as to what I believe around, you know, the high cost of anonymity or mental health, mental wellness and addiction workshops or sharing my experience in recovery or with therapy or counseling or, trying to open the door for people to utilize free resources that are available to us all, for which I've greatly benefited from. If I'm going to put my stake in the ground, you know, I know that I'm going to bump up against people that disagree. And where in that lies, you know, people pleasing or codependency, you know, confidence and belief in oneself. And righteousness. How can I go a little bit too far and put my stake in the ground on ego and righteousness and you know, go too far the other way? So anyway, I'm grateful for the experience. It's still uncomfortable. I'm sure I got some crying to do, but I'm open, I'm willing, and big boy stuff. If you know anybody that would benefit from hearing something like this or people that need to, that would be open or need to hear more about families that have someone in their circles struggling or people that have a hard time with relationships and breakups, you know, share it with them. I love you. Holler at your boy.